If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
For Weather on the Ooze.
Weather
here
on the Ooze. My weather on the part Ooze. Of the week.
It's 720 WGN, and that means it's Bill Snyder. Good evening, Bill. Thank
Good
you for
evening,
coming on
John.
Again.
How are you? Good to talk to you, my friend.
I'm unreasonably chilly this time of year. I don't like that. Yeah. And I see that some Canadian wildfire sending smoke down my way. So
I'm telling you, John, we've got
it's busy.
It's always busy, isn't it? I mean, there's something going on around here, but yeah, it certainly has been cool, hasn't it? I mean, my goodness, you know, it's interesting. The Weather Service broke out a statistic, which really underscores how cool it's been. Especially, you know, if you're listening to us and you live close to the lake, you know better than anyone else just how cool it's been. And, you know, as of Tuesday, there was 9 consecutive days where the high temperature at the lakefront did not even reach 60 degrees.
It felt like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's really something. And today, the lakefront made it up to 66, which, you know, is a proverbial heat wave. My goodness, John. Yeah. And, you know, interestingly, that streak at the lakefront, if you go back to the last 20 years for this, any period in the month of May, it's only happened one other time, and that was back in 2021. So it's a really rare to have that many days in a row where it's been this cool, even by the lakefront where, you know, anytime you turn a northeast wind or an east wind off the lake, you bring in some of that cool lake waters. The lake waters are still frustratingly cool. It takes such a long time for those water temperatures to warm up. And so, you know, we've seen that, John. It's been – this pattern has been – you know, derived from a persistent high pressure that stalled over the eastern Great Lakes. So that's caused our, you know, our winds to be, you know, dominated from the northeast and east at times. And so we've also had these little buckles in the jet stream and with these low pressure systems that have moved in, and have resulted in cloud, you know, more cloud cover and even some spells of rain, which, you know, three things that knock your temperature down this time of the year: cloud cover, precipitation, and a northeast wind off the lake. And so that's been kind of the pattern. And, you know, interesting as of yesterday, John, you know, the average high temperature at Midway Airport, if you look at a 7-day stretch, which, you know, we should be in the mid-70s, it's the 7-day stretch at Midway. So on average high temperature of 63.1 degrees, that was 10 degrees below normal and the second coolest late May period on record at Midway since 1928. Only 2001 had a period any cooler. So, I mean, we're in pretty rare territory here, and, you know, people are getting frustrated by it because we should start to see some warmer weather. And you know, today was a cause for celebration because
it was?
Yeah, we finally hit 70 degrees for the first time in 12 days, you know? My goodness, John. I mean, we celebrate small victories these days.
And you know what? Yeah. Considering how cool it's been, that 70 felt very warm.
It did. Yeah. It really did feel good. And I mean, that's, you know, it's amazing how your body adapts to a certain weather pattern, but you're right. I mean, we had, you know, about half of our amount of typical sunshine, and So the 70 degrees did feel pretty good, and at, you know, time of the year when 75 is normal, so we're still not quite where we should be, but it's certainly a drastic improvement over recent days. So that's certainly good news.
What about the this wildfire smoke? I'm getting like deja vu all over again.
You know, John, I'll tell you something. You know, we went through a really bad season, wildfire smoke season, just 2 years ago.
I remember.
And I'll tell you something. Right now, looking at it, fires have burned 491,000 acres in Manitoba so far this year, which is pretty incredible. That's according to the Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center. And right now, John, there are nearly 160 wildfires burning across Canada, the majority of which are burning out of control, which is really bad news. And, you know, across Manitoba, they have evacuated more than 17,000 residents, And according to authorities out there, John, that's the largest evacuation that Manitoba will have seen in most people's living memory, which is just extraordinary. I mean, it's May, and you know, it's interesting. If you look at the pattern, they've been abnormally warm. And they've been dry. You know, we talk about our weather, how we're, you know, in a bit of a moderate drought here, but it's been even worse up there. So, you know, it doesn't take much for fires to get going and spread in those conditions. And so, tomorrow we're going to have winds blowing in directly out of the north. The jet stream is going to juxtaposition itself. So it sets up just perfectly where the northerly fetch of winds will be blowing in straight out of that area where the wildfire smokes, you know, has been burning out of control, and it'll be bringing it right into our airspace, John. And so, the end result is we're going to probably see a poor air quality. They have a air quality alert right now, across the border in Wisconsin. So, it'll be interesting to see if that gets extended farther south into our area. There's no air quality alert at this point just now. But, you know, this is certainly something we'll be watching. And, you know, we could see a, you know, like I said, a reduction in air quality and certainly lower visibilities. You'll see that hazy, milky sky. Often these result in spectacular sunsets, but we'd like it to stay aloft and not make it down to the surface, John, because when it gets down to the surface, you know, folks that have asthma or respiratory ailments can certainly be impacted, you know, if you're outdoors for any length of time.
Can we get some fans to blow that stuff back?
There you go, David. You know, now you're talking. I'll tell you, David.
I had to ask. You know, that
would be nice. But, you know, again, our weather is so derived by the jet stream, David. And when we bring it in from an area that's been dealing with this smoke, I'm afraid we're going to start to see that tomorrow. Now, the one thing that could prevent us from bringing all that smoke down to the surface is we do have the potential for some scattered thunder storms. First of all, we're going to enjoy our warmest temperatures area-wide tomorrow in 2 weeks before that happens. How about that? We'll have temperatures get close to 80 degrees tomorrow afternoon, but we'll see the clouds increase, and there's a front that's coming in from the north. It's not your conventional cold front that usually moves in from west to east. This front is sliding in straight from the north with a high pressure, another one of these Canadian high pressures. So, you know, that may actually inhibit the smoke from making it down to ground level, but anyway, that could carry over into the start of the weekend because of the you know, the jet stream winds, John. So we'll be watching that.
I remember you were mentioning it a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
when it seemed like every city, major city in the United States, took a turn being the most polluted city in the world.
Oh, I know. I remember that. They do keep track of that. Yeah, and we were right. We were right up there for a while.
Yeah, we're not going to get that. We're not getting that bad, are we?
At least not right away, John. You know, I mean, it's certainly something concerning because I don't see any relief for those folks in Canada anytime soon in the way of precipitation, which would certainly help put some of these fires out. So I don't see any major change in the pattern that's going to bring them, you know, beneficial rainfall that would certainly help fighting these fires. So, anytime we have a shift in the jet stream and it blows in from that area, we're going to be dealing with smoke, I think. And, that's just one part of the country or the world that's having smoke right now. I mean, we certainly get it from other parts of the world too, but yeah, John, it's certainly a concern. I hope we don't get anywhere close to what we dealt with 2 years ago, but you know, my goodness, it's only late May, so we'll see what holds in the weeks and months ahead.
Well, you know, this is a big weekend for you because we got the beginning of a month and also the start of climatological summer.
How about that? Yeah,
yes.
John.
So easy to say.
Yes. So that does begin on Sunday. And, you know, June is, it kicks off the summer months. It's our third warmest month of the year on average, July being our warmest and August behind that. So we see typical high temperatures rise from 76 degrees on the 1st to 84 degrees on the 30th, John. And we also typically see about 5 90-degree days. So, yeah, we're heading in the right direction. I know it's been, you know, like I said, it's been frustratingly cool, because of this pattern we've been in, but, there's every reason to believe. I promise everyone we will have summer. If you're waiting for warm weather and, I mean, you know, the beaches opened, last weekend, the onset of Memorial Day. And, so, you know, that's good news. We just got to get some warmer weather to warm Lake Michigan up, because that's certainly a slow process as it is every year in spring.
So what does the forecast look like?
So, John, forecast is we got partly cloudy skies tonight. It'll be fairly mild. Temperatures drop down to the mid-50s. Tomorrow we'll see temperatures, as I said, warm to the highest levels in about 2 weeks. We'll see temperatures get close to 80 degrees, official high of about 79. We'll see that hazy sunshine mixed with some incoming clouds and see scattered thunderstorms develop late afternoon into tomorrow evening. Looks like about 60% of the area will get in on a shower or thunderstorm, and then those will thin out tomorrow night and clouds will scatter, and we begin the weekend with plentiful sunshine. So that's a good thing. We probably will still be dealing with some of this haze, from the wildfire smoke, but we'll see mostly sunny skies both Saturday and Sunday, which is great news. And temperatures on Saturday will be noticeably cooler because of that northeast flow off the lake. So we're looking at highs instead of 80 degrees, like we'll see near 80 degrees tomorrow. We'll see highs on Saturday in the low 70s inland and probably only the low 60s near the lake. But then we'll warm back up into the upper 70s on Sunday under, mostly sunny skies. Guys, a little bit cooler at the lake. And then area-wide, John, we have a string of 80-degree days coming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We'll see temperatures in the mid to even upper 80s on Tuesday. So it's going to finally feel like summer, but there is another front moving in by about Wednesday. So we'll see another shot of some potentially some showers and thunderstorms and cooler weather behind that. But I don't think it'll be anything as cool as the spell that we've been through.
Well, thank you so much. Look forward to the hot weather and look forward to talking to you again next week.
You bet, my friend. Look forward to it as well. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Bill Snyder, WGN TV.